Patterns of Presence, Day 18, Mark 6, verse 47 to 48. Later that night, the boat was in the middle of the lake, and Jesus was alone on the land. He saw the disciples straining at the oars because the wind was against them. Jesus commissions the disciples to journey to the other side of the lake. In obedience, they set off, and the narrative jumps from the starting line to the midway point. Time has also lapsed, and it's now night as they reach the middle of the lake. Now, given the fact that their task was to journey from one side of the lake to the other, then reaching the middle of the lake marks reaching the middle of their journey. Here, in this place, they are neither just setting off on their journey, nor are they anywhere near their destination. So they're not near the start, nor are they near the finish. They're at that bit of the journey that always seems to feel like the longest and never really feels like any progress is happening. They're in the middle. You know, when you sit out in the car to head down south to England, that first stretch of the road between home and Gretna Green always seems to go the fastest. And equally, the final stretch of the journey between the last service station and your destination, that always seems to feel quite quick. And that's because at both of these stages in the journey, there's excitement involved. But see the middle bit? That middle bit always seems to be the boring bit. Because by that time, you've eaten all the Percy pigs, the conversation has dried up in the car, and with the exception of an odd windmill in a field, the view out the window always seems to look the same. The middle bit is the bit you've got to endure, even though it doesn't really feel like you're making much progress. The disciples are in their middle bit. They would have initially been quite excited setting off from the shore, probably buzzing after the loaves and fishes shenanigans. They probably had loads to talk about as they shared the reaction to food multiplying at their fingertips. And then, having just been used by God for miraculous provision, Jesus has now sent them off on a mission themselves. They would have been positively excited, wondering what it was that God was going to do next. And so I imagine that the first leg of their journey probably passed quite quickly. But now they hit the middle bit. The bit where they're neither launching nor landing. They're at that bit where the command and the launching and the excitement seems like a distant memory. The scenery just looks the same. Progress seems slow, especially as it's now the middle of the night. And as night descends, they've lost sight of where their journey began and they can no longer see where they're going. And on top of that, the wind is now fighting against them. They hit a hiatus. And in the hiatus, it feels like the world is against them. Hiatus moments in life arrive when you lose your vision. They come when you lose sight of where you've come from and when you lose perspective of where you're going. Hiatus moments happen when you lose momentum and are normally accompanied by the feeling of being stuck. They happen when we lose our vision. And the reality is that quite often we lose our vision in the midst of our journey. When the word no longer seems fresh, when the prophecy or revelation is no longer ringing in our souls, when the excitement of purpose has run dry, the experience has moved on and motivation has left the building. Seldom do we lose vision at the beginning, because it's the vision that launches us into the journey. We begin our journey into purpose because we've been envisioned by God, we've encountered him, we've heard his voice, we've seen him do stuff, and we feel that closeness and intimacy with him. The problem tends to come when you've been on the road for a while and you've been journeying for a bit, and the encounter seems like a distant memory and the revelation, insight and commissioning seems like a distant reality. And as we lose sight of what launched us into the journey, momentum and impetus can become a bit harder, and we can hit hiatus. And in those moments, it can often feel like life and circumstances turn against us as well. Hiatus times are hard. They can feel heavy in our souls. It's easy in the hiatus for the mood to get low, the esteem to get dented, the sense of failure to move in, and with that comes the desire for us to move out, to check out, to give up. I suppose if the vision flowing out of the intimacy with Jesus is what launched us into the process, then in the hiatus moments, that's what we need to grasp again. And I really love what the passage says about Jesus as the disciples hit their hiatus. It says, Jesus saw the disciples straining at the oars because the wind was against them. It simply says, Jesus saw them. This seems hard to hear because we often look for Jesus to bring solution, to bring the remedy, the quick fix. But the truth is that while Jesus did bring a solution, they still had to hang around in the hiatus for a bit while he positioned himself within their moment. In fact, the first recorded action of Jesus whilst the disciples were stuck was that he saw. A Christianity 101 truth and claim is that God is omniscient. He is all-seeing and all-knowing. And what is interesting about that statement is the linkage of those two factors. His seeing is linked to his knowledge. His seeing is linked to his understanding. If he saw them straining at the oars, then that means that he knew what they were going through and he understood what they were facing. He knew that they were up against it. He knew that they were struggling. He understood that they were trying to move forward like he'd asked them to. He understood that they were trying to be obedient, but life and circumstances were hindering their progress. He understood that they were trying really, really hard to move forward in purpose, but it just wasn't happening for them. And before we push past this to the miracle and the supernatural breakthrough, we have to sit here for a moment, because the passage records the disciples sitting there for a moment, sitting in their hiatus, stuck, struggling in their storm, living for a period of time with loads of effort but little progress. And we're told Jesus sees, he knows, he understands, and he gets it. Yes, he does act. Yes, he does move. Yes, the best bit of the story is when he turns up and exercises his authority and proves his divinity. But here's the thing. In the space when the manifestation and divine intervention isn't happening, he sees, he knows, he gets it, and he cares. Our focus can often be on waiting for the intervention, praying through to the breakthrough, holding on to the miracle. And none of that is wrong. But it is if we only link the activity of God within our circumstances to the big displays that are in our favour. There are times that the circumstances of life are those that shape us and our characters. There are moments when we need to sit in the middle of the muddle. There are times when we have to endure through the mundane and the hiatus, the challenge and the difficulty, for they are that which brings resilience, strengthens our resolves, and shapes our faith. They are that which are sent to hone our priorities. Difficult seasons aren't always sent to test us. More often than not, they are used to shape us, to rearrange the furniture in our souls, to get us to let go of things and to get us to hold on to other things, to help us realign what is of value and what is not. And most times, they deepen our dependency on God because they show us that even what seems basic and ordinary, even the simplest of tasks, like asking a bunch of experienced fishermen to sail a boat from one side of a lake to the other, even those regular and easy aspects of life require all-out dependency on God, because we never know what the journey will involve. But if we only ever link his activity to his intervention, then we will lose sight of him, of hope, and of the point of all. Instead, we maintain our hope when we understand that even when we're up against it, even when we feel like we're failing, even when we feel that we've fallen at the first hurdle and we're stuck when we should be making progress, we know this. Jesus sees, he knows, he gets it. He understands what we're going through. He has compassion. He's not angry. He's not disappointed. And at the right moment, he will turn up walking on the waters. We just need to hold on. today, pause. As you journey through this day, you might not see direct intervention and powerful manifestation. Your day might not be packed full of miracles and supernatural exploits. It might feel the same as yesterday and the day before. You might even feel like you're treading the big hamster wheel, putting in lots of effort but not really seeing any progress. You might identify with the disciples and feel like you're straining at the oars with the wind and the waves and all other possible elements working against you. You might be in a hiatus, stuck, bored, fed up, ready to give up. But take heart. Find hope. Jesus sees, he knows, he understands, and he gets it. He sees where you are right now. He knows what you're going through. He understands what you're facing. His eyes are on you, and his heart is for you. And at the right moment, he'll appear through the storm. He'll come walking into your circumstances, and he will mount the waves and come to you. But for a little while, you just need to hold on. There is purpose in the hiatus. There is shaping even in the storm. His eyes are on you right now. Strength is found when you turn your eyes to him. Today, turn your eyes to Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Oh, soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see, but just one look at the Savior is life. Just look up, your help is on the way. Tell